TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of Useful Consciousness. Comedy special with Will Durst, Rene Hicks, Bill Santiago, David Rovics, and Drew Dellinger. Behind every terrorist, there is a bush. Recorded live at the Herbst Theater in San Francisco at a benefit for the International Inquiry into 9/11. Bill Santiago called this event the first ever bush-bashing Super Bowl party. He felt honored to attend. Humor can be more radical than straight talk. David Rovics sings, "Who would Jesus bomb?" The theme of 9/11 comes up throughout. Did Bush know about 9/11? Who was involved? What do we do about it? Comedienne Rene Hicks is determined to make a difference. She's comfortable in tiny clubs and on national TV. She was the MC for the comedy special, Behind Every Terrorist, There Is a Bush. Here is Rene Hicks.
How's everybody doing? It says behind every terrorist is a bush. I think it should be actually behind every bush is a bin Laden. I think that would really be more apropos. Because they are just too closely linked. You know that on the day of 9/11, that the bin Laden family was actually airlifted out of here when there was no, out the United States, when there was no other planes going up. None. Not even Southwest, and they'll go up under any circumstances. They feel like you didn't pay that much, you can die. So what? The Saudi family, they were gone. And we know that Daddy Bush and Daddy Bin Laden are tight. In fact, Daddy Bin Laden got all them kids. You never know. When the Bushes were visiting the Bin Ladens, you never know. Barbara was kind of a babe back then. No, maybe one of those Bin Ladens did get behind that Bush, huh? I think if you put a little head, look at the family resemblance. Look at that. That's why we can't find Osama, because you know what those Bush boys and those Bin Laden boys will do to cover each other's ass. Florida, Florida, Florida. There we go. See, this is the kind of thing that they said 9/11, the tragedy, brought Americans together. No, I think this is bringing Americans together. Because 9/11, I don't know. They said it brought everybody together. No, because I know myself, you know, I still haven't gotten enough nerve to ask the Klan if we cool. So I don't know if. But this is what we need. We need each other, because the government, we know what they're in it for. Bush wants to stay in power. And as long as he's got us scared, this is always we in this orange alert. You know that orange alert? See, when I see orange, I don't think, oh, my God, the terrorists might get me. I think, oh, my God, the pumpkin heads are in charge. Run for your lives. I can take on a terrorist, but the pumpkin heads scare me. That's my orange alert. But I feel better seeing you out here. I feel better. I got your back. You got mine. And we all are together here tonight. And we're going to talk about some things. We're going to use a lot of different mediums to do it. But by the time we leave here, we're going to know. We're going to be fired up. We're going to have that kind of collective spirit to go out and unmask the imposter. Right here. He is an emperor with no clothes. And I'm going to be your mistress of ceremony, so I'll be popping in and out. This next performer is a spoken word artist, and he is the founder of Poets for Global Justice. Please welcome Drew Dellinger. Please welcome Drew Dellinger right there.
What's up, y'all? Democracy's at a crossroads of lost dreams and lost votes. Democracy's at a crossroads of lost dreams and lost votes. So it's the time of the season for rhyming with reason, 'cause treason creeps when my peeps are all sleeping. It's deep when the corporate elite have been cheating for so long, got total control, got a hold on the whole game. It's profane. It ain't shit to me. I ain't out to make headlines, I'm out to make history. Resisting the click that's addicted to oil like a new global crack pipe. Addicted to cash, politicians can't act right. And the main thing to know about war in Iraq is Bush lied, people died, and all war is a racket. An illegitimate president, an evil prince of smoke and mirrors, who hasn't had a self-reflective moment since his days of coke and mirrors. A stolen election, a suspicious attack, a cover-up, legislation hastily passed, a pre-planned agenda, a nebulous war, preemptive invasion, secret military courts. Corporate media too afraid to follow the facts in these days of charades and fake patriot acts. A military-industrial petroleum complex that can cancel democracy by calling in bomb threats. A single bullet somehow piercing every heart. Puppet masters of catastrophe, assassinating democracy, rogue elements targeting hope, a single bullet somehow piercing every heart. Puppet masters of catastrophe, hijacking reality, but the truth is bulletproof. We need an open conspiracy for freedom and democracy, a transparent conspiracy for justice and ecology. The truth is bulletproof. We need a team to confront a regime like King and elevate the stakes like Ella Baker. To those who have suffered, much will be revealed. Follow your tears. The future needs us now.
Thank you. Thank you. Just going to leave you with one last poem. It's 3:23 in the morning, and I'm awake because my great-great-grandchildren won't let me sleep. My great-great-grandchildren ask me in dreams, what did you do while the planet was plundered? What did you do when the earth was unraveling? Surely you did something when the seasons started failing, as the mammals, reptiles, and birds were all dying. Did you fill the streets with protest when democracy was stolen? What did you do once you knew? I'm riding home on the coma train. I'm riding home on the coma train. I've got the voice of the Milky Way in my dreams. I have teams of scientists feeding me data daily and pleading I immediately turn it into poetry. I want just this consciousness reached by people in range of secret frequencies contained in my speech. I am the desirous earth, equidistant to the underworld and the flesh of the stars. I am everything already lost. The moment the universe turns transparent and all the light shoots through the cosmos, I use words to instigate silence. I'm a hieroglyphic stairway in a buried Mayan city, suddenly exposed by a hurricane, a satellite circling Earth finding dinosaur bones in the Gobi Desert. I am telescopes that see back in time. I am the precession of the equinoxes, the magnetism of the spiraling sea. I'm riding home on the coma train with the voice of the Milky Way in my dreams. I am myths where violets blossom from blood like dying and rising gods. I'm the boundary of time, soul encountering soul, and tongues of fire. It's 3:23 in the morning. And I'm awake because my great-great-grandchildren won't let me sleep. My great-great-grandchildren ask me in dreams, what did you do while the earth was unraveling? I watch as this consciousness reached by people in range of secret frequencies contained in my speech. Thank you.
Drew Dellinger. Rapping and rhyming and poeting. Yeah. Fabulous. And we're going to utilize another form. And we're going to have some music. Love music. That's right. So if you think about the civil rights movement, black people would have never had civil rights if it hadn't been music. They getting beat by dogs, beat upside the head, hoes, but still they marching and singing. Boy, that's inspirational. We got to get some Negro spirituals and go out one day and protest. I'm telling you. I've always wanted to do that. It is said about our next performer by Amy Goodman, says that David Rovix is the musical version of Democracy Now. Please welcome the fabulous musical stylings of Mr. David Rovix, please, now.
So I was wearing my favorite T-shirt, which I've seen in here somewhere, the picture of GW and the words International Terrorist on it, which is a great way to make friends in any urban area in this country. And especially, even more so outside of this country. And some people don't like it. And I was in the organic section of the supermarket in Houston, Texas. And there's lots of good people in Houston. But there was a couple that came up to me, and the man's fingers was shaking. He was so enraged, and he said, "He's a man of God. He's a man of God." And I wrote this song for him. Coming through? I guess so. Okay. It's just such a great sound system, I can't even hear it.
I've seen you in the markets, I've seen you in the streets, and at your political conventions. Talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and mom. I've just got one question, and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Syrians, 'cause they're not Jews like him. Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Who would Jesus bomb? So I've seen you on the TV and on the battleships. I've seen you in the house upon the hill. And I've heard you talking about making the world safer and about all the men you have to kill. And you speak so glibly about your civilization and how you have the moral higher ground. While halfway around the world, your explosives smash the buildings. If you could only hear the sound. But maybe Jesus would sell landmines and turn on his electric chair. Maybe Jesus would show no compassion for his enemies in the lands way over there. Maybe Jesus would have flown the planes that killed the kids in Vietnam. Who would Jesus bomb? Thank you. Yes, I hear you shout with confidence as you praise the Lord, and you talk about this God you know so well. You talk of Armageddon and your final victory when all the evil forces go to hell. Well, you'd best hope you've chosen wisely on the right side of the Lord, and when you die, your conscience, it is clear. You'd best hope your atom bombs are better than the sword at the time when your reckoning is here. 'Cause I don't think Jesus would send gunships into Bethlehem or jets to raise the towns of Timorese. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm. Who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb?
Gentleman told me just to tell you he came all the way from New York to be here, to be a part of this. And so please welcome warmly, give him some love, Bill Santiago. Please, Bill Santiago, there you go.
How are we doing? Thank you for having me. I believe this is the first ever Bush bashing Super Bowl party. It's historical. I'm glad to be a part of it. You know, they turned out an anti-Bush ad for the Super Bowl, right? And but it is being sponsored by Viagra. I think it's interesting that on our National Day of Testosterone is brought to you by the impotence people. And I'm sick and tired of the whole 9/11 war mentality. Day after 9/11, Bush came out and said the terrorists thought they could stop us, thought they could take away our freedoms, thought they could stop us from shopping. Well, it hasn't worked for only bigger, better shoppers. We're the best shoppers on the face of the earth. There's one goddamn American left. He'll be shopping, shopping. We will make no distinctions between those who don't shop and those who harbor them. Get out and shop. Very interesting. It's so ridiculous. I can't. While they're over there taking care of things the way they're taking care of things, we're supposed to do our part, apparently. Here's what Bush said we should do, me and you, the average American, to help thwart terrorism in our own neighborhoods. This is coming straight from the president. If you see somebody suspicious, getting into a crop duster that's not theirs, call 911. And actually, that's what he meant to say. Words out of his mouth. If you see somebody suspicious getting into a crop duster that's not yours, my crop duster. How relevant is that to the experience of the average American? Average! 250 million viewers of them going, what? It's a crop duster. I have no reference point for agricultural aircraft. I hope you're not counting on my vigilant crop duster watch. You know, if you see somebody getting into a crop duster, and you know what a crop duster is, chances are it is yours. And this type of person doesn't waste time calling 911. I know the type kills the son of a bitch himself. Calls a coroner, save a step. The people cannot be. The authorities have enough dots they can't connect already. Don't be bothering them with 911. You know, the problem in Iraq is we were never taking the same Afghanistan approach, dropping food and bombs simultaneously. I believe that's the first time we've ever had catered carpet bombing in the history of warfare. That's a new one! And calling it humanitarian aid. I believe the only other time that there's ever been a link like that between food followed by killing, you never call that humanitarian aid. I believe the proper term is bait. Just trying to lure the target out for a clearer shot. Come and get the sandwich! Come and get the sandwich! On my word. It's not humanitarian. It's just a publicity stunt, you know? It's like tobacco companies making playgrounds from the recycled lungs of cancer victims. So I guess this is sort of an observance of 9/11 in our own way, you know? Bush wants to make sure no one forgets that we must always remember the lessons of 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. Of course, no one ever mentions 9/11, 1973, when we knocked over a democratically elected president of another country down South America, right? Installed our very own puppet regime. No one ever mentions it, I think, because of the Kissinger disease, which blocks all recollection of U.S.-backed overthrows in third world countries. But you know, you can say a lot of things about our foreign policy, and maybe it's not the best in the world, but whatever we lack in moral clarity, we make up for with transparent hypocrisy. And Castro refers to Bush as El Pendejo Jr. Which is about right, you know. I don't want to show it. I just call him number 43. Has anyone else been keeping count? That's 43 white male presidents in a row. That's a hell of a lucky streak. But don't ever mention it, because you always get the same response. Don't worry about it, because someday there's going to be a black president. Someday there will be a black guy in the White House, one black guy. Like, that's going to even everything out. I get stuck on that number 43. I think if you're ever asking how far away this country is from true social equality, I'd have to say we're at least roughly 43 black presidents in a row away. And I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm not saying it could never happen in this country. I'm saying the sun's going to burn out. In about 6 billion years, that might not be enough time for the law of probability to catch up and spit out 43 black presidents. Does anyone here realize how difficult that you could get all the way to 41? White guy gets in, you got to start all over. Look, in his defense, I want to say that I do appreciate him a little bit more as the great Ciceronian orator that he is. Every time I hear him speak, but you have to listen closely. And let me reiterate. This is not a holy war. And that is why God is on our side. Why do they always have to bring God into it? You know, Pat Robertson said that God told him that Bush would be reelected in a landslide. Which is funny, because God told me that Pat Robertson would be retired in a mudslide. So I don't know if we're speaking to the same person. But never mix religion with politics, man. In our country, it's well, look, who's in charge, right? You got born-again Christians from the oil industry. Let that percolate for a second. Let the beauty of that sink in. These are devout creationists who believe in the literal interpretation of Adam and Eve, swear there's no such thing as evolution, but they made all their money from fossil fuels. And believe, you know, believe what you want. I'm not denying anybody their faith, but you cannot have both. You got to decide. You can't live in the Garden of Eden, work in Jurassic Park. That's an impossible commute, any way you cut it. All right, thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
That was Bill Santiago live from the Herbst Theater in San Francisco. He came all the way from New York to participate in this benefit for the international inquiry into 9/11. Santiago once was a journalist for the Washington Post and the Miami Herald. When TUC Radio returns, you will hear the second part of the comedy special with America's premier comic, Will Durst, and a second appearance by singer-songwriter David Rovix. The producer of the comedy night was Carol Bruyer. She says that the events of 9/11 have been used by the U.S. government to justify a war upon the world, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Evidence suggests, she says, that 9/11 was a special operation designed to terrorize Americans into silent conformity, to legitimize the crushing of dissent, and to gain support for imperial wars. You can find information on the ongoing independent inquiries into 9/11 on www.deceptiondollar.com. That's www.deceptiondollar.com. I hope you have a pen handy to take down a phone number. You can find more information on the comedy special with Will Durst, Rene Hicks, Bill Santiago, David Rovix, and Drew Dallinger on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. Look under newest programs. You can get information how to order a copy of the complete one-hour comedy special by calling us. TUC Radio is listener-supported and free to all radio stations. Your tape order really helps us stay on the air. Call us toll-free anytime at 877-TUC-TAPE. For information on how to order, you can get your tape or CD by mail or credit card, by phone, or on the web. Our toll-free phone number 877-TUC-TAPE translates into 877-882-8273. My name is Maria Gelaiden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.